This is The Radical Therapist, a space where we explore the intersections of collaborative therapy, philosophy, art, and science and technology in a post-Freud, post-psychology world.
Welcome to The Radical Therapist. This is your host, Chris Hoff. We are now at episode number 37, and I'm going to mix it up today. I'm going to do some experimentation. I'm going to start doing some new stuff, and I'll tell you a little bit about that before. But before I do that, I have a quick announcement for those of you that are in the LA-ish area or can be in the LA-ish area on October 29th, Sunday, October 29th, the LA Postmodern Therapy Gathering is happening again at the University of Southern California, USC. And they're doing a little bit of a different format this time. They're doing kind of four larger, longer, more in-depth groups in the mornings from about 4 hour sessions. And the topics are going to be introducing narrative therapy, tiny questions, how to get more and more specific to inspire experience near and resonant tellings, sexual health conversations, and narrative group therapy. So you're going to get 4 hours in one of those sessions of some really in-depth work and conversation and collaboration. And so it's they're experimenting as well. So that's a new thing. And then they're going to break out into these conversational groups after that, at 3:15, for probably a couple hours. And some of those topics include bridging theory and practice, reflections on narrative supervision and social justice, whose story is it anyway, tree of life work, psychedelics and psychotherapy, which I'm going to be talking about on this podcast pretty soon, I think, working with parents and the effects of parenting discourse, and on and on. So not to be missed, if you can get there, that's the LA Postmodern Therapy Gathering in Los Angeles at USC, the University of Southern California, Sunday, October 29th, starting at 9:30. Get there around 9. But if you want to be involved with this group, even if you're far, far away, you could do that if you go to Pomo Therapists on Facebook, I think. Or the LA, Kathy's going to kill me, but the LA Pomo group, there's a Google group mailing list, which I'm drawing a blank on. Anyway, but if you shoot me an email, I will get you connected for sure to that group so you can get all the information. And a lot of helpful stuff flies around there, and they're always looking for referrals in other states and places. And so it's worthwhile to be a part of. So hope you can make it to that. Now, about the Radical Therapist, about the experimentation going on here. So I've decided I'm going to start maybe, in between the interviews that I do and some other stuff, I'm going to start taking on me personally, start taking on some topics that I think might be important or helpful or worthwhile or stuff people are curious about, and just kind of giving you my two cents, just sharing a little bit of my own voice in this. And hopefully you'll find that interesting. I'm really hoping to get some feedback. I'm going to start today by sharing some audio I did on actually the YouTube channel on what I call 5 ways how patriarchy affects men and their relationships. And if you haven't seen it, I know it's one of my more popular videos on the YouTube channel, but I know it gets the YouTube channel's new and it's not getting nearly anywhere near the listens, I think, that the podcast gets. So I wanted to share it with people. So I'm going to do that today. You're going to get to hear me talk about patriarchy and the way it affects men and their relationships. And if you want to see me do it live or at least on video, you can do that at the YouTube channel, the Radical Therapist YouTube channel. Go find that. But this is I'm not going to quite do it like this. This is more scripted than what I do. The YouTube channel tends to be pretty scripted, but I'm going to do a couple of scripted things here, and then I'm going to just kind of maybe freeform various topics. So I would love your feedback, theradicaltherapist@gmail.com, what you think about that as these things start to evolve, and let me know. And of course, I'll always keep doing the interviews and bringing great guests and interesting people in sharing. So yeah, so we're going to try something new today. So let me know what you think. And why don't we get right into it? Here's me talking about patriarchy and the way it affects men and their relationships. Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Chris Hoff, and this is The Radical Therapist. Today, we are talking about patriarchy and how it affects men and their relationships. There was a very popular relationship book released a few decades ago that declared men were from Mars and women were from Venus. This book argued that relationship problems between men and women are a result of fundamental psychological differences between men and women, with one common trope being that men are wired to solve problems while women are wired to talk about them. As a relational therapist, I meet with many heterosexual couples, and in this time I've determined that men are from Earth and women are from Earth, but unfortunately both are under the strong influence of patriarchy. That the problems that these people, couples, bring into my office aren't of the psychological nature, but rather ideas, scripts, and discourses that have been socially constructed and maintained in our culture through various means. After doing much of this relational work with heterosexual couples, I now believe that unless we men take accountability and recognize the effects of patriarchy in our relationships, there isn't much hope of escaping the damaging effects of patriarchy. So what is patriarchy? It is often easy to mistake patriarchy as code for men, but in his important book, Gender Not, Arthur Allen Johnson defines patriarchy as a society that is male-dominated and male-centered, in which both men and women participate. According to Johnson, a patriarchal society reserves positions of authority for men and creates power differences between men and women, some of which can be visible and others invisible. This isn't to say that all men are powerful or all women are powerless, but the default is always towards male dominance. So how does this affect our more intimate relationships? Well, there's five ways, or I'm listing five ways, patriarchy affects men in their relationships. Patriarchy affects men in unlimited ways, but for this piece, I will outline five ways that I experience patriarchy affecting men I see in my practice. One, masculinity versus masculinities. To the men watching this piece, if I were to ask you what makes a man, I'm quite positive all of you could possibly lift several answers that wouldn't differ much. Very early in our lives as men, we learned a fairly singular version of how men should think, act, feel, and communicate. And if we were honest with ourselves, we'd have to admit it's a small box. The problem with this limited way of expressing masculinity is that it actually keeps patriarchy working. Many times I've sat with men who had great intentions of helping their partners by stepping out of traditional gender roles, but because there is no path or guideline for them to follow, they often default to what they know, which is to let their female partners carry the burden of caring for the house, the kids, and the relationship. Author Alan Johnson says the job for men to begin to undo the imbalance in these relationships is openly choose and model alternative paths of masculinity. So the job at hand is to lose the John Wayne mentality and to begin to experiment with other ways to be male, openly and in front of others. Scary. This can be as easy as taking on the bulk of the housework typically designated as women's work, or in experimenting with how we communicate with both women and men. Which leads me to the next point. Two, an emotional range of two. Another byproduct of patriarchy that I run into in my practice is the masculine and feminine expectations on communication. Oftentimes when I first meet with men, they have two culturally sanctioned modes of communication, anger and silence. In other words, many men I meet have an emotional range of two. It is my job to begin to expand this range with this range of two through an invitation and inquiry. According to Johnson, in a patriarchal society, men who avoid vulnerability are more often than not seen as strong. As you can imagine, this sort of stance in a relationship has many harmful effects. A lot of my work in these situations is to begin to flip the script that showing no emotion is strength, and then undermine patriarchy's influence by helping men to measure themselves against the idea that emotional risk-taking is courageous. Because as Johnson details, if this script stays the same, then men can continue to think of themselves as courageous and manly without having to see their lack of courage for what it is. Number three, accountability-free relationships. Often I'll be meeting with a heterosexual couple where there has been some profound hurt committed by the male partner that took place, and early in our time together, I'll experience two calls to action. Typically from the female partner, there's an accounting that needs to happen before trust can be restored. And from the male partner, there's often a request to move on, and that any hurt that might have happened is now in the past, and talking about it is just going to cause more hurt. It is in these situations where male privilege provides an out for the man in the relationship. In situations similar to these, Johnson argues that patriarchy provides many paths of least resistance for men where there is no accountability to the relationship or their partner's emotional life. In my office, my work is to invite men into taking the path of least resistance, but rather to do the hard thing that's facing them in the moment. Some of these hard things could be to listen intently to what is being said without defending or denying, taking it seriously, and taking responsibility to do something about it, even when you might not have to. Number four, an invisible privilege. Male privilege doesn't mean that men have easy or problem-free lives. According to Shira Tarrant, who wrote the great book, Men and Feminism, privilege still provides men many unearned benefits that their female partners do not have access to. Tarrant also says that many of these benefits are invisible to men. In her book, she describes how men can walk freely through the world without fear of sexual harassment or rape. Men can assume people will listen when they talk and don't have to struggle to make their voices heard. Men can also take for granted that they will be the norm when it comes to positions of leadership in work, church, and community. So how might this invisible privilege affect relationships in the therapy room? Well, it's often the case that privilege begets more privilege. And because men have this kind of access in the workplace and larger community, often their female partners are asked to carry the load of career, community, and home sacrifices. So if the hope for the relationship is more mutuality and equity, until this individual privilege is made visible, there's little hope of that happening. And finally, five, relationships with other men. One thing I came to quickly learn in my time as a therapist working with all sorts of folks is that no matter what the problem, it grows in isolation. And in many cases, the group I see experiencing the most isolation is men. I think this problem of isolation is directly connected to patriarchy and its effect on relationships men have with other men. In his book, Johnson says that men's reluctance to open themselves up fully to vulnerability or alternative masculinities is based far more on fear of being vulnerable to other men or being seen as insufficiently manly than on worries about how they may be viewed by women. Once again, I blame John Wayne, this iconic figure of rugged individualism and appropriate manliness, born out of Western culture and sustained by modern media, has isolated many and has not told the real story of how men really thrive. Often my job is to link men's lives to the men who may support other ways of being in the world as a man. Sometimes these men are hard to find, but it doesn't mean we give up. I am hopeful that more and more men are willing to do the small hard things and take responsibility for our unearned privilege. Men who are struggling deserve our care and concern. How do we support each other as men in stepping off the path of least resistance toward the harder but more rewarding road less traveled? I will hope you will join me in reflecting on ways patriarchy undermines our relationships and how we in turn may join together as men and take on patriarchy's effects on our relationships through cooperation, social support, and standing together. Many small acts together can have a profound impact on our lives, relationships, and families. And one small act to start would be to read the great book that I mentioned. And thanks for watching.
Well, that's it. What did you think? Let me know. Give me some feedback. TheRadicalTherapist@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook at The Radical Therapist. I'm on Instagram at The Radical Therapist. I'm on Twitter at The Rad Therapist. And of course, the website's at TheRadicalTherapist.com. Please let me know your feedback. Let me know what you think. Let me know if that made sense to you. If you have any questions, would be happy to take them on if I can. So, let me know. And of course, we still have stickers and we still have some t-shirts. So if you would like some Radical Therapist stickers or a t-shirt, please just reach out to me and I would be happy to get those out to you. And I love pictures back. If you've gotten some stickers or have a t-shirt or whatever, please send me pictures. I love throwing them up on our social media and letting other people know that they're part of the Radical Therapist tribe. It's all over the world. So, and I especially appreciate that. So anyway, as always, my name is Chris Hoff, and this has been The Radical Therapist. Thanks for listening.